There has been very limited in-person coverage of the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other men accused of planning the 9/11 attacks. It's being held at the military commission set up at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, with limited video feeds of the proceedings and no television coverage. But the Department of Defense has brought groups of reporters to the base to cover the proceedings. WNYC's Bridget Bergen is there for the latest round of pretrial motions, and she joins us now with her experiences reporting from Guantanamo Bay. Good morning, Bridget.
Hi, that's Darius.
So, you know, first tell us, what was it like exactly actually getting to Guantanamo?
Well, it was a very controlled experience. They actually chartered a flight out of Andrews Air Force Base, and we flew directly, you know, from the base to Guantanamo. But it happened to be on a commercial jet. It was a Miami Air International jet. So there were flight attendants, and there was even a movie. When we arrived here in Guantanamo, you know, we started what was the first in a series of checkpoints. We checked in outside of the airport. We went inside. We checked in again to get badges. And then from that point on, we've had escorts with us, taking us anywhere we're going on the base. And apparently, you know, to me, it feels like there's an escort with us at all times. But I've been told by other reporters who've been doing this for years that they've actually loosened up the rules and that we are getting around a little bit more freely than they have in the past.
Guantanamo Bay, of course, being on the island of Cuba. You know, the hearing started yesterday. What happened? What were the highlights?
Yesterday, we went in. The session starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. When it began, it was very procedural. You have lawyers for the prosecution and for the lawyers for each of the five defendants. The defendants actually appeared in the courtroom yesterday, so. You know, we saw Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other men who are accused with these charges. They spent a lot of the morning talking about changes in counsel, and then they broke for lunch. The more interesting part of the day was actually in the afternoon. They came back, and as a pretrial hearing, what they're doing is they're going through a lot of motions that will set essentially the ground rules for when the trial actually begins. One of the motions relates to how they're going to handle classified information. And so the judge had asked the defense attorneys to agree to whether they could discuss this motion in a closed hearing. And as the defense attorneys were saying that, yes, in fact, they would agree to have this discussion in a closed hearing, the audio feed of the actual trial cut off. So just to give you a sense of what's happening, you have a courtroom in front of you where everyone's gathered, and then behind a plexiglass wall, there is an audio feed. And so you can see things happening in real time, but the audio is on a 40-second delay. And so I was sitting in that gallery at the time when that happened, and this red light goes off, and then you get kind of a white noise through the system. When it reset, the judge seemed really frustrated because apparently he did not prompt that security system to go off. And so one of the questions we expect to get an answer to this morning is, what exactly happened? And the judge actually said, is there someone else watching this proceeding? Who's actually in control here? And so that's from the person who, you know, theoretically is managing the courtroom. So that was one of the highlights of the afternoon. The other highlight was actually seeing the defendants and hearing them respond to the judge's questions related to, you know, whether or not they actually had to appear there. The judge told them that they had the right to appear, but they also had the right to waive that right. Each one of them agreed to waive that right. So it's likely we won't see them again for the rest of the week.
What did Khalid Sheikh Mohammed look like? We haven't really seen him since he was taken into custody. What did he look like?
Yeah, you know, he's much thinner. He has a long red beard. He was wearing a headscarf, and he was actually wearing a full camouflage jacket, which appeared to be over, you know, sort of a traditional clothing. I was not in the courtroom in the morning. I was watching it from a closed-circuit camera, and reporters who were in the room said he and two of the other defendants actually were brought in with leg shackles. And that also was a sort of contentious issue in the morning. The judge told the security officers and said going forward, within the four walls of that courtroom, they were not to be shackled.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen reporting live from the trial at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other men accused of planning the 9/11 attacks. Thanks so much for joining us today, Bridget.
No problem.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.